At me.
I know.
Okay.
It's just my left eye. Don't worry. But you really don't want to procrastinate too much when it comes to taxes. That April 15th deadline, it's going to be here, right? There's no moving it. It's not, you don't get a reprieve. Well, you might a little, but you want April 15th circled on your calendar. But we have folks in the studio to kind of help us navigate this year's tax season. We have Bill, Janice, and Frank, and you all are with the free, with a volunteer income tax assistance. And this is a free service. So, Frank, I'm going to start with you. This is the 50th year this is being done throughout the country, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then who qualifies for this?
The thrust of this program is for low-income, elderly, and disabled taxpayers. The reason VITA was started by the IRS is not enough people were applying for the earned income tax credit, which is for lower income, particularly families. A family of five, taxpayer, spouse, and three kids, can get earned income tax credit with their income up to $56,000.
Wow.
And the IRS figures say there's a lot of people that are eligible. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't have any taxes withheld. They didn't make that much. But they could get – it's a refundable credit, so they could get the earned income tax credit if they just filed.
And that's the benefit of working with FIDA. You know these benefits that are available based on qualifications. Janice, I was very surprised at the reach of VITA. How large is this group?
Well, it's a worldwide program with over 11,000 sites that we were told as of 2019. The numbers go up and down. And last year they had over 82,000 volunteers.
It's a lot of people. A lot of pencils.
Well, and they were able to bring in $3.5 billion in refunds for their clients.
Wow.
It's a huge program, and we were a part of that, and we're very honored and pleased and passionate about what we do.
And so, Bill, how does this work? So folks bring their tax material, correct?
Yes.
To so many – you all have so many different locations and hours, but the main location is right here at City Hall, correct?
Rock Hill City Hall in the Wellness Center.
In the Wellness Center. So folks can come when, basically?
Actually, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 12, 1:30 to 4 o'clock is our cutoff for doing returns. We're there usually up to 5 o'clock finishing up returns and all. But we welcome one and all. This is for moderate and low income, seniors, non-speaking English people. Welcome to come in, and we will assist them with their returns. We do it on computers. It's electronically sent to the IRS and to the states piggyback off of the IRS. So it goes to the IRS and then the South Carolina, North Carolina returns, which we also prepare.
Oh, that's so good to know.
Yeah.
It's so important. Well, you know, a lot of times people, they don't know how, so they don't. Or they are afraid they're going to pay, and they don't have that. But the upside is there are programs and opportunities that they may not be aware of. I mean, this morning, VITA, you guys are volunteering your time to help people. How long have you been doing this, Janice?
Yeah, this is just my fourth year, but I've been working every day at two of our sites. So, yeah, I'm really vested in this program and what it can provide to the community.
And, Bill, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I work with the state of South Carolina as an auditor on taxation for 40 years, and I've been doing VITA for 38 years.
Wow.
I did my job, regular job, and volunteered with the VITA program also.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're welcome.
And, Frank, what about you?
It's 13th year.
Wow. So when the new tax season is upon us, people are always interested, what's new? What programs, what maybe services can they either benefit from, or maybe there's something new on the table that they can take advantage of? Frank, what's new when we're filing our taxes?
Okay. For this year, first off, the standard deduction went up $200. So for a single person filing, their standard deduction is $12,200. Hmm. Married filing jointly, $24,400.
Okay.
The what they called a shared responsibility payment, which was the fee you had to pay if you did not have health insurance.
That went away. It went away. Okay.
For 2019, that's gone.
That President Trump did that.
Congress.
Okay, everybody together.
Yeah.
Bipartisan. Was it?
Yeah, well,
okay,
yeah,
yay, let's celebrate.
Yeah. When you're giving
when
money back, it's bipartisan.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the other thing they did in December is they reinstated three credits that had expired at the end of 2017, which is the forgiveness of income from cancellation of debt if you lost your house.
Okay.
Because anytime debt is forgiven, that's actually taxable income to you because there's money you don't have to pay back.
Right, right.
So they had back in late 2000s, mm-hmm. 8, 9,
yeah.
they had put in the thing where they would forgive the debt. Well, that expired.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They reinstated it.
Okay, so that's one. What's another one?
The residential energy credit for mm-hmm. energy efficient windows, doors, heating. And the third one they reinstated is the tuition and fees deduction.
Okay.
Now, the education credits are always there, but there's also a tuition and fees deduction that you might mm-hmm. qualify for one or the other. Mm-hmm. So those are the three that were reinstated.
So will more people be getting money back this year, do you predict?
They'll have to file for those particular things. If they qualified for them last year, they'll need to file an amended return to be able to get, like, the energy credit and get those monies back. And we do amended returns.
Okay.
There you go.
So if we qualify for that, or just in general, what do we need to bring with us to make your lives easier? And I joke, not a shoebox full of receipts, which is, I don't know where that came from. I know people still do that.
Yes,
but what can they do to make your life easier and their life easier?
The main thing is to, if possible, if they can find their 2018 tax return, mm-hmm. be sure to bring that because there's so much important information that was filed and we assumed that it wasn't rejected by the IRS or by the states. So your W-2s, your 1099s, your Social Security cards, your picture ID, something where we're trying also through the program to keep down identity theft.
Oh, okay.
We don't want someone else coming in filing mm-hmm. your return mm-hmm. and getting your refund that you would be entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring all your information in, and we're all certified IRS preparers at the advanced level. Of course, if you have complicated returns, please take it to a professional preparer.
Sure.
And you're probably going to cost you some money, but yes.
All right. Bill, Frank, and Janice, just some of the volunteers, part of VITA, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
Yeah.
Check them out Monday,
Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
From 9 o'clock, but as I was in there yesterday at 7:30, we had two ladies walk in and said, "Are y'all going to do taxes?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, but please let us get the computers up and running.
And the coffee up."
Yeah.
Yes, and have the coffee out.
Well, we appreciate the hard work that you all do as volunteers to help everyone navigate the tax season. And happy tax season. It's here, April 15th.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing this information with our community.
Happy to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It is 8:48 on this Tuesday morning, 57 degrees. Let's get another check of that morning commute with Matthew Craig.
A final look at your Tuesday morning traffic clearing up in Rock Hill at Cherry Road and Celanese Road as you head towards the interstate. Once you're on the interstate, right past South Carolina 160, traffic is stopped, but it will continue to clear up as the morning moves along. In Fort Mill, Carowinds Boulevard, Gold Hill Road, and South Carolina 160, all experiencing heavy traffic. I-77 southbound, all clear. Traffic clear in Chester, Indian Land, and Lancaster as well. This is Matthew Cray in the Traffic Center.
Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care. Brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Well, Dr. Scott Oliver, we've talked to before about what happens when you get something in your eye, like a piece of dust or a blade of grass or what have you. But I would imagine it's a much different story if something like a piece of metal gets in your eye.
Sure does. It's really common. We see that probably every 2 to 3 days.
Really?
So, yeah. Someone working underneath a car, an electrician working underneath some wires, kids playing on a metal playground and look up and they get something falls in their eye and it happens to be metal. Metal tends to attach to the cornea and it starts to rust.